Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters, distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is God our genie in a bottle? We have all laughed over jokes about the genie in the bottle that grants three wishes. As an example, maybe you've heard about the three men that were stranded on a desert island when a bottle washed up on the shore. When they uncorked the bottle, a genie appeared and offered three wishes. Wait, before I finish this joke, let me ask you a very serious question. Have you ever prayed to God as if He were the genie in a bottle that was there simply to grant your every wish? How do you react when your wishes don't come true? Please listen to more. According to Wikipedia, the three wishes joke is a form of joke in which the central character is given three wishes by a supernatural being and fails to make the best use of them. Common scenarios include releasing a genie from confinement, perhaps by finding an old oil lamp and rubbing it. Usually, things go well for the first two wishes. However, the third wish is either misinterpreted or intentionally granted in an awkwardly literal fashion. The final wish cannot be reversed, and this results in the punchline of the joke. Let's go back to the three men I started with who were stranded on the desert island. Each man was granted one wish. The first wished to be taken to Paris. The genie snapped his fingers, and the man suddenly found himself standing in front of the Eiffel Tower. The second man wished that he were in Hollywood, and with a snap of the genie's finger, he found himself on a Tinseltown movie set. The third man, now alone on the island, looks around and says, "I wish my friends were back." Of course, much to the dismay of the first two men, they are all three suddenly back on the island again. The punchline makes us laugh, but it also reminds us that things don't always turn out the way we want them to. Often, when we pray, God does not change the things that we ask Him to change. When our prayers seem to go unanswered, how does that make us feel about God? Do we sometimes grow angry or at least disappointed in His response? Perhaps if things don't turn out our way, we even begin to doubt God's love for us. We must never forget that God's ways are above our ways. God knows what's best for us even when we don't. Too often, we think we know best. In our hearts, we know we don't. We must place our trust and confidence in God. This point was popularized in a song by country singer Garth Brooks. The following lyrics were contained in his song, Unanswered Prayers. "Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs? And just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers." We know that prayer comes in many forms. There is silent / contemplative prayer, vocal prayer, sung prayer, from the heart prayers, memorized / standardized prayers, sacramental prayers, praying in tongues, prayers of petition, and more. The Bible even tells us that when we don't know what to pray for, the Spirit groans in prayer on our behalf. The fact is, we all pray differently. Specific forms of prayer seem to fit better in different circumstances. While there might not be one right way to pray that suits everyone every time, it is a worthwhile exercise nonetheless to periodically review our prayer regimen. I believe that it is advisable from time to time to examine our attitude towards prayer, our expectations regarding the outcome of our prayers, and finally, the forms and methods of prayer. I also believe that Jesus taught us the ideal way to pray when he instructed us in the Lord's Prayer. A commonly known mnemonic used to remember the key elements of prayer is this: P-R-A-Y. P stands for praise, R for repent, A, ask, and Y, yield. In the Lord's Prayer, we give praise with the words, "Hallowed be thy name." We repent with the words, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." We ask by using these words, "Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." And finally, we yield to God with these words, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." I will close today by asking you to listen to the words of a song whose lyrics spoke to my heart. It caused me to reflect on the expectations for my prayer. The song is "Even If" by the group Mercy Me. I found reflecting on these words to be powerful. I hope you do too. You can click on our website to listen to the song. I know you're able, and I know you can. Save through the fires with your mighty hand. But even if you don't, my hope is in you alone. I know the sorrow, I know the hurt, would all go away if you would just say the word. But even if you don't, my hope is in you alone. Now would you please pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, forgive me for those times that I've been demanding in my prayers, treating you more like a genie in a bottle rather than the Almighty God who created all that is. Guide me in my prayer life, Lord, so that I can hear you in my life and trust in your decisions for me. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.